You can see, I think, maybe we started to tire towards the end because we're relying on the same players week in, week out, with the injuries and illness we have had over the last couple of weeks. So I think it's took its toll there. But we're more in attacking threat. We know we're better than that. We pass the ball better than that. I don't think today we've done that enough. But we'll learn, and once we get everybody back fit again, then I'm sure we'll be a lot stronger.
Feels like you maybe didn't do yourselves justice in terms of in possession and creating up.
A lot of times we gave the ball away sloppy. You've seen us a lot last season, the players we've got good passing, good players that can pass the ball and create chances. And we probably never worked our keeper enough. And saying that, I don't think Dundee United, I don't think there was a massive gap between the two sides. And the first goal was always going to be vital.
Is that encouraging to think there might not be as big a gap as some people thought?
I suppose it is, but we've got to do a lot better as well. We've got to look at ourselves. Obviously, Dundee United are missing a couple of players, but we're probably missing about six players. So we will be a lot stronger. So we're looking forward to the season ahead.
It must be frightening when you see the quality players that United bring off the bench, and you've got a bench that's rather thin.
Aye, that's to put it. When you look at the bench, we've put Michael Payton in the bench and Callum Fordyce in the bench, and that's what you're reduced to because they've not played any games yet. Obviously Callum's played a couple under 20 games, but Michael's not done any, so it would be a big step to put them on, and it was only the last resort that we were going to use them.
How serious are the injuries you sustained today?
We'll just have to wait and see. Rhys, he's not feeling anything in his arm, so I don't know what's happened there, if it's a nerve or whatever. James Thomas, I think he's going to maybe go for an x-ray, and that as well, he's rolled his ankle, so we'll just have to wait till tomorrow and see how they'll are.
The bet, Fred, has it been a good competition for you?
Well, you can see it's always going to, I think I said it before, it was always going to be a danger when you've got that many games so early in the season in such a short period of time, and I think we've paid the cost of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that just prove what you were saying, that the sheer amount of games in such a short space of time could more injuries?
It is, and obviously because of the injuries we've got, we're relying on the same boys, and you can see that they're getting tired and tired as the games go on, because it's, what was it, four games in 10 days, it's a lot to ask at this stage of season.